Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you today from the radio studio located in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pier Street. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, very interesting program today. A guest who really needs no introduction. He's going to get one anyway. But Dr. Steve Meyer, who is the founder and executive director, and I know that you have a hired executive director as well, but Steve, you wear an awful lot of hats with STEM, known as Siouxland Tanzania Educational Medical Mission. And you have a huge event coming up. I'm going to tease it a little bit, but I'll let you break the news about the milestone anniversary that you guys are celebrating. But thank you so much for coming in on a busy Saturday morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Chris. It's such an such a great opportunity to share how God has blessed my life and how the people of Siouxland have blessed STEM and what a great community we live in, and just have a good dialogue with you. You're one of my favorite people in the world. I mean that, and it's just great to be here talking to you on a Saturday morning.
Well, it's awfully nice of you to say, and we're going to get to know you in the first half of the program. You have really led an incredible life, and I think that STEM is just one small facet of it, but we talk about the miracle children, how instrumental you were in that. You were recognized with a statewide award this year. You have a milestone anniversary for the not-for-profit you founded. And somehow you still find time to practice orthopedic medicine. So I'm not sure how all that works, Steve.
I don't know either. I tell people I feel like I'm juggling razor blades most days. But yeah. A lot of balls in the air, buddy.
You know, we have a joke around the chamber building, and it's reminiscent of the old Johnny Carson bit where somebody would have these like 5-foot-high poles, and they would spin plates on them. And they'd have about a dozen plates spinning at once. And then as one started to waver and wobble, he'd run over and spin it real quick. And then he'd turn around and there'd be another one wavering and wobbling. And you just never ends.
That's exactly what my life feels like. But, you know, I think the whole key, Chris, is finding things you love and you're passionate about. And I couldn't be more passionate about my patients. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I love my patients in Siouxland, all the way from Sac City and Lake City and Ida Grove and up in Okoboji. And I love what I do. And I feel so blessed to have that, but then also a passion for my family and for our mission called STEM. And so while it seems overwhelming at times, I never run out of enthusiasm because I can see the massive difference that's being made in the world. And I think, you know, when you realize that we're all here for a purpose, and when you can see that purpose changing other people's lives, that's what gives me the gas in my tank.
Well, Steve, there is no way that this half-hour program is going to provide sufficient opportunity for us to cover all the ground that I feel like we need to cover this morning. So we're going to jump right in. Tell our listening audience about where you grew up.
Yeah, I grew up on a really small farm up in northwest Iowa. We only owned 100 acres. We cash rented a little bit more. We raised pigs and chickens and ducks and cows just to eat well and make a small living.
And what's the name of your hometown?
Hartley, Iowa. Yeah, the town with a heart.
Yep. We know Hartley.
Yeah. And
about halfway between here and the lakes.
Yes. And I grew up idolizing our hometown family doc, Dr. Brown and Dr. Peterson. And for some reason, I just had a love of science. And everybody laughed when I told them I wanted to be a doctor. And I said the best way to get me motivated to accomplish something is to laugh at me and tell me I can't do it. And I started off in family practice, went to Sioux Falls and did a one-year residency up there, and then went to orthopedics, and I spent 6 years in Kentucky, did 5 years of residency and a year of fellowship at the Shrine Hospital in pediatrics.
So back up the bus. You graduated from med school, did a year of residency in family practice, and then decided, no, I want to be an orthopedic surgeon, and you went back and started all over?
Yeah, well, what I actually did is I did a year of research in the Iowa University Department of Biomechanics for free. I didn't get paid. Volunteered. I had to be there at 6 in the morning and open the doors and lock the doors at 6 o'clock at night. And I drove to Waterloo, Iowa, 3 nights a week and worked in the emergency room till 4 in the morning and then drove back and went right to work. So I worked like 40-hour stretches and slept for like 4 for an entire year to get that on my resume to get into orthopedics, because orthopedics is a very challenging field to get into. But it was worth it because there's no question that God made me to be an orthopedic surgeon.
Well, let's back up a little bit. Graduated from Hartley High School. You were a standout student and athlete. What sports were you involved with?
In high school, I played baseball, basketball, football, and track. I went to Augustana for a year and played football and baseball up there, then transferred to Iowa State and played on some of the Earl Bruce teams in the mid-70s.
What did you play?
Defensive back. And okay. I was one of those...
Safety, corner, free safety, strong corner. Okay.
And then the kamikaze guy on the kickoff and punt team. I was the guy to break up the wedge because... I like to hit people really hard.
So what'd you study at Iowa State?
I had a distributed studies major. It was three minors, biology, zoology, and believe it or not, psychology.
Okay. So you graduated presumably with a Bachelor of Science.
Yes.
With three majors from Iowa State. What was next?
Yeah, I graduated Phi Beta Kappa, went to Iowa Medical School for 4 years, then went to Sioux Falls for a year, did 1 year of residency, went to Iowa and did a year in the lab. And then did a mission trip to Sierra Leone for 3 months because I always felt this incredible urge to give back. I felt so blessed growing up in a little town with, you know, a lot of times if we didn't get rain in August, I didn't get new shoes. And most of my clothes were bought from Iris's thrift shop up the road. And to be able to have an opportunity to be an orthopedic surgeon. So I went to Sierra Leone for 3 months, came back and started residency at the University of Kentucky in Lexington, was there for 5 years and then did a extra year in pediatrics at the Shriners Hospital. And then came to Sioux City in 92, and I've just been so blessed to be a part of this amazing community, Siouxland.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Dr. Steve Meyer. Dr. Meyer is an orthopedic surgeon with CNOS in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. He is also the founder of STEM, the Siouxland Tanzania Educational Medical Mission. They have a big event coming up this Thursday, November 10th. It is their annual fundraising event. We're going to talk about that more in the second half of the program. But Steve, before we do, I want to talk briefly about your role in the Three Miracle Children and the book you wrote about that incredible story.
Yeah, it was an amazing event. A little over 5 years ago now, I was invited to bring a medical team to a small rural area where they had no orthopedic surgery. We went there and that clinic kind of went upside down. They didn't have enough patients. So Kevin Niegard, Amanda, and Jennifer Hadley, three of my medical people, went on safari, and they were literally seconds behind a bus crash of seventh graders from Lucky Vincent School that on contact, after going off the road into a big ravine, killed 32 seventh graders and all three adults. Three kids had a heartbeat, and Kevin, Amanda, and Jennifer, I wasn't there, but they loaded them in the back of a truck. And the next day, we were able to find them miraculously still alive, despite the fact that one of the girls had blown and dilated pupils. We thought she was dead also. And we knew that they would die in Tanzania. And my wife at the time said, hey, we got to bring those kids back to America. I said, that's impossible. There's no way a sovereign government of Tanzania is going to let those kids out of the country. There's no way you could get visas and passports if they would. There's no way that Mercy Hospital that has a tough time financially is going to absorb a quarter million plus of medical costs, and how are you going to transport three dying kids across the Atlantic Ocean? It is literally a one in a billion moonshot. And I was reminded that with man, things are impossible. With God, all things are possible. I spent 3 days on the telephone and miraculously calling. I even called Chris McGowan.
I do remember, and the name of the book is Answer the Call. And as you well know, the first time you called me and you were looking for political connections for help and support with the State Department or anyone else, United States senators or others who could help facilitate visas for these three severely injured children coming to the U.S., the book is called Answer the Call. And when I saw Tanzania pop up on my caller ID, I did not answer the call. But about literally 30 seconds later, I saw it come up a second time and I said, there's something going on here. And I did answer that call.
I do remember that call. And you connect me with Joni Ernst, and Congressman Steve King was all the way in Albania or some Eastern Bloc country. He answered my call. And through his calls and your calls and everybody's calls and my calls to Dr. Steve Joyce, who was a med exec director at Mercy, who agreed graciously to provide care. All my partners at CNOS did tens of thousands of dollars worth of free surgeries. These kids had 25 broken bones, a broken neck, a broken back. Little Doreen was completely paralyzed from the chest down. And as I was packing my clothes and getting ready to get on the bus to fly back, Franklin Graham from Samaritan's Purse called me and said, Dr. Meyer, this is Franklin Graham. How can I help you? And
what an incredible story. Franklin Graham, the son of the legendary televangelist and faith leader, Billy Graham.
Yeah, and he agreed to send their DC-8 over. That cost about $400,000 to fly to Tanzania to bring him back to the U.S. And then they transported him back to Tanzania when they were all healed up. And little Doreen was in the operating room completely paralyzed, which in the history of medical science, Chris, not a single person has ever, ever walked with that injury. And in that operating room, I, for some reason, boldly said, hey, I'm going to pray big here. So if you're offended by prayer, walk out. Everybody bowed their heads and folded their hands. And I told Dr. Durwood to put his hands on Doreen's back. And I said, Almighty God, you parted the Red Sea and you raised Lazarus. And the only way this child will walk is a mighty, mighty miracle. Please, God, make Doreen walk. And inexplicably, outside of any realm of medical science, 86 days later, that little girl walked off the plane in Tanzania under her own power.
Folks, if that doesn't give you goosebumps, you're not listening. So go back to KSEJ.com, click on the programming icon, and re-listen to this interview with Dr. Steve Meyer. That is an incredible story, Steve, and I can't quite fathom the miraculous nature, because I recall seeing those three children at a press conference at Mercy shortly after they came to this country, shortly after their first battery of multiple surgeries. And you said, Chris, the chances of her ever walking again are slim to none, but we did everything we could.
Chris, I'll tell you, Quentin and I put 14 screws and two rods in her back on a Thursday, and that Tuesday night at 11 o'clock, I'm making rounds at Mercy. And I stuck a needle so far into her toe, it bled. And I said, can you feel that? And she just gave me a blank stare. And I screamed in her ear, move something. And she didn't move. And I went and dictated, there's no hope for Doreen. It's been 5 days since surgery. And the nurse screams, get in here. And I walked in, and there's Doreen wiggling her toes.
As you're literally dictating.
As I'm literally dictating, she'll never walk again. And I go back and say, disregard the previous dictation. There's a hope because she's wiggling the toes. I can see that her toes wiggling in my head on her left foot. And then the nurse screamed again, you won't believe this, come back. And I went back in, and Doreen is kicking, literally kicking her right leg. And the nurse and I just embraced and fell to the ground, because we witnessed firsthand God Almighty reaching down and touching Doreen and restoring her to walking.
What an incredible miracle. And tell me where those three kids are today.
Right now they're going to WIT. They're going to class. Wilson, with an unbelievable smile, passed out of his first chemistry class completely. And they're all going to school here next year. After they get their IT and English skills better, they're going to go to either Briarcliff or Morningside, because both colleges have agreed to take them on. And Jane Goodall, of all people, grabbed those three kids by the cheek at our orphanage and said, Creator God saved you three for a reason. Go make a difference. And they are so instilled with that mantra, they will change that country.
The Jane Goodall?
The Jane Goodall.
Wow. This story just gets better and better. Folks, you're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Dr. Stephen Meyer. Steve is the founder of STEM. They have a huge event coming up this Thursday night. You want to get your tickets. We'll talk about that after this short commercial break. He's also an orthopedic surgeon with CNOS in Dakota Dunes. And after the short break, we're going to talk to Dr. Meyer about the volunteer recognition he recently received and his big event.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you were with us in the first half of the program, you know that our guest today is Dr. Stephen Meyer. Steve is the founder of STEM, which stands for Siouxland Tanzania Educational Medical Mission. He is also an orthopedic surgeon with CNOS in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. And Steve, you're talking about the incredible work that you have been doing in Tanzania, the incredible rescue of those three miracle children. So thrilled that they're back in Siouxland at Western Iowa Tech Community College, furthering their education. But this was a big year for you. The state of Iowa recognized you with their Volunteer of the Year award. Tell us a little bit about what that meant to you.
Yeah, you know, coming from the state of Iowa, it meant everything to be there and be recognized with all the great things that are happening in the state of Iowa. There are people working at soup kitchens, and all the people I know do great things to be recognized as the Hall of Fame, which is kind of the epitome, right? When you want to be a great baseball player, you want to get in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. And that was kind of the same kind of feeling. And so it really felt great to have Governor Reynolds and the state of Iowa recognize not only me, but the entire community of Siouxland, because this has been a huge, huge community-wide effort over 25 years.
Well, it takes a leader, and not only are you leading the organization, but you founded the organization, and this is a milestone year of that founding. Tell us why.
Yeah, it's 25 years, which is almost 10,000 days since STEM was formulated. Personally, I've made 58 trips to Tanzania myself. We've sent literally 1,000 people to Tanzania to have a life-changing experience. And if you're out there listening, and if anyone ever want to do any mission work, come with STEM. We can change your life. And over 25 years, Chris, we have sent 20,000 kids to high school and university in the country of Tanzania. We have 51 beautiful orphan kids. We feed almost 6,000 kids at school hot lunch every day. Where graduation percentage to go from junior high to high school was 38%. Now it's 100%. And you can feed a kid a hot lunch for an entire year for $5 for the year, which is less than a Starbucks latte. You can change a kid's life. And so wherever there's a need, we meet it. We've built birthing centers and bridges and roads and latrines. We provided over 1,000 desks. Because we're so successful with our education feeding program, the attendance at the local high school has doubled, and all the kids were sitting on the floor. We've already built them 1,000 desks, and now we're on an initiative to build another 1,000. And our big goal for the next 25 years is to literally transform agriculture in that country, where average corn yields are 27 bushel an acre, by having the exemplary technology training agricultural center in all of East Africa. And we need your help with that.
And it sounds unbelievable until you study Dr. Norman Borlaug of Eastern Iowa and see what he did in India and Pakistan, and is now credited with saving 1 billion lives.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable story, Dr. Norman Borlaug. But today our focus is on Dr. Steve Meyer. Steve, Volunteer Hall of Fame in Iowa this past year. You're celebrating your 25th anniversary this year. And this Thursday night, you have the biggest event of the year for STEM. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's our big annual fundraiser, and we really are inviting people to come and really celebrate 25 years of an incredible transformative ministry that is really changing an entire country, but also changing Siouxland, because it's by seeing the fruits of your labor. I mean, if you toil all day long, you don't get any harvest, you're not going to keep farming. But we have seen so much impact in that country, where literally 20,000 kids would be village kids herding goats are now doctors and lawyers and engineers and changing their country. And you can be a part of that by celebrating all the amazing support that STEM has gotten over 25 years. Probably well over $10 million we poured into Tanzania over 25 years. And it's only because of great, faithful donors and supporters like yourself and multiple people that I won't name here because I'll forget somebody. But we have had the entire community come behind an organization that supports kids of different color, different creed, different religion, because we're trying to exemplify the love that Christ showed us by his sacrifice on the cross and show people what Jesus is all about. And we're doing this in a Muslim village where they wouldn't allow us to have hymns or Bibles or anything 10 years ago when we started the orphanage. And those same village leaders welded and hung the cross that is on our chapel that Morningside Lutheran built for us 3 years ago. So we are transforming a country not only economically, educationally, but spiritually for eternity. And you can be a part of that on November 10th on a Thursday night down at the Marriott. It's going to be a great event. And we've got probably the best auction in the entire Midwest. We've probably got $100,000 worth of vacation homes we're going to auction off that night. I think 8 different places, from Isla Mirada, Florida, to Galveston, Texas, to the Black Hills, and my place in Okoboji is going to be for rent for a whole week. And so it's a great opportunity to have a lot of fun, support a great ministry, and really come away with a great thing on the backside by picking up something at the auction.
So this Thursday, November 10th, at the Marriott Riverfront in South Sioux City, Nebraska, beginning at 5:30, wrapping up in the neighborhood of 8:30, give or take. Tickets are still available for $75. You can get them by visiting their website at stem.org or by calling 712 258-8282. Heavy hors d'oeuvres, beer, wine, silent auction, live auction, lots of opportunities to get your holiday shopping started early, but more importantly, to make a profoundly positive difference in the lives of these children in Tanzania who have so little and need so much.
Yeah, you know, over there right now, corn has gone from $5 to $15 a bushel in the last 9 months, and they spend 60% of their income on food in East Africa. So now it's 180%. There are kids starving right now. We really need to have a big night. If we can make in excess of our goal of $250,000, that money is going to a food bank to help support starving families in Tanzania. Because I was just there 2 weeks ago, and I've never seen a worse drought. And a lot of our policies have led to increased energy costs, which increases commodity prices and the war in Ukraine. And it's a crisis right now in Tanzania. And you can help not only support our ongoing ministry, but help respond to this crisis. So it's going to be a really, really important night for us. And we really invite anybody to come. If you've never been there, it's very casual. You don't sit at a table with somebody you don't know eating rubber chicken and green beans. We have African-styled cuisine, beer and wine. It's just a fun, festive cocktail party atmosphere to really celebrate 25 years of collaborative ministry with this community of Siouxland.
And the dollars raised help save lives. And quite honestly, Steve, I think what you found is the people who are writing checks and saving lives are also saving souls.
Absolutely. And it'll impact your life too. When you see what you can do, I mean, it sounds like a lot of money, $700,000. What we do in Tanzania, if it was done in the United States, would cost $70 million. I'm not kidding. We're feeding almost 6,000 kids every single day. We have 51 beautiful orphan kids. We've sent 20,000 kids through high school and university. We've sent millions and millions of dollars worth of medical supplies. We bring medical teams over. We go out to the Maasai villages and give health care to people who've never seen a white person, much less a doctor. And so what we're able to do with the small amount of money that you can give us is it's almost like Jesus feeding the 5,000 with five fish and three loaves of bread. I mean, we multiply that money in ways that even astound me. And so you can be a big part of that on Thursday, November 10th at the Marriott. And if you don't get a ticket, don't be afraid to show up. We'll have plenty of beer and wine for everybody and a lot of good food. So just come or buy your ticket ahead of time at stem.org. Or 258-8282, or heck, call me on my cell phone at 251-0118. I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to get you on a mission trip, and we just really appreciate you listening today, and Chris for having me.
And folks, you can go to stem.org, and if you wish to participate, you can donate there. You can donate to Steve without attending. You can bid on things if you're not there either by visiting them through their website. So again, this Thursday, November 10th, get your tickets now. Support a great cause. Dr. Meyer, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Chris. It's been great being here.
We'll be back next Saturday morning on Grow Siouxland. Make it a great weekend, folks.